join you? Yes, here. Oh, careful there. Oh, well, when I told you break a leg in the morning, I didn't mean it, literally. Oh. Oh. Hey, you can turn around now. What? Oh, this? Don't worry. I definitely have something on. Little something. Well, you see, I thought you could use some company here. But if that's not the case, I can go. And although there's something oddly satisfying in watching you squirming around like that, I don't want to be disturbing your peace. I really think that you deserve some rest. And that's exactly what we're here for in the first place. To finally have some time for ourselves and relax after our spectacular win today. But hey, if my presence is making you feel this uncomfortable, I can just leave. I probably should before I do something stupid. Oh, what are you? Oh, oh my. If you wanted me to stay, you could have just asked. And now you get me landed right on you. Well, I don't think I ever saw you this flustered. You think? But why? Why do you think I should? No. Nobody's joining us. We're in a private section. Yeah. Only the best for my hardworking team member. It was your win. And you deserve it. And I could get us two separate ones instead, but I thought you wouldn't mind me joining in to celebrate you winning tonight. So, yes. There's just the two of us. And nobody will walk in on us. So, what do you say? Should I stay like this? The decision is all yours. Well, I know that you technically work for me, and I'm your boss, and this was our work trip. But I said was, because it's officially over now. We did the job. We have won the biggest case of this year today. And now we deserve to just sit back and relax. I can stay there in your lap. Or I can just leave this place altogether. I got nothing to lose here. But I'm quite done hiding. So now, we can either part our ways and possibly regret this decision for the rest of our lives, or we could take this chance and finally get to know each other better. After all these years, we can finally enjoy each other's company. At this moment, enjoy the sound of water running down, and this beautiful scenery, our peaceful escape. Really? This is your first time in a place like this? How sweet. Well, actually, we used to go there a lot when I was a kid. Yeah, so it feels really nice to come back. This place holds lots of memories. Yeah. I still remember the day my father told me, "Look at this sunset, baby girl. And listen to the sound of water. This is the only place where I can feel at peace. A place where time no longer exists. And your achievements no longer matter. Only the sound of this waterfall. And the view of those spectacular mountains." "No one will leave forever," he said. "But all of this will. So take this moment to appreciate that while you can, baby girl. Because we won't be there forever. But as long as we can find happiness in these little things, that's how we know we're actually living. And when he said that, I felt something shifting. There was no going back after it. It felt like, for the very first time, he treated me like a grown-up. And I'm really glad he did. It was about time. Yeah. And, well, speaking of my dad, I got some news to share with you. He's going to resign very soon. Well, not retire. No. More like, he's got a new toy to play with. And now he wants to soar way higher. No. He's not running. No. Oh, I hope he never actually does something that stupid. He wants his own airline company now. Yes, Fox Airlines. I know. Yeah, well, it seems like he won't stop until he's got the word Fox plastered all over the world, in every niche he can and cannot take. Fox Enterprise, Fox Publishing, Fox and Partners, and now this. Fox Airlines, yes.
There's no such thing as impossible.
And I've been told that since my early childhood.
Well, why else do you think I'd be this way?
Ambitious, professional, not afraid to be ruthless when I need to. You know, when our opponents are so full of themselves, they're just so sure they're gonna win. Fools. Not even realizing who exactly they're playing with. Trying to outsmart a fox. Not even realizing that it takes one little step, one small mistake for them to crumble down completely and get right into my claws. Sometimes I feel like there's nothing that excites me more than to witness them fall. But then, I look at you. That beautiful glow around you. This life force beaming through your whole being when you're working next to me. You are a natural. You're talented. Yet you still give so much. Every single time. You're so hardworking. So loyal. And so passionate. Our company needs you. Our firm. Really. What I'm trying to say is, you've been working extra hard for the past few weeks. And if you think I haven't noticed all of your efforts, you're so wrong. So, this is a perfect opportunity for me to introduce our firm's new partner. You. It's about time you get this recognition that you deserve. You should be your own boss. And I want to give you this chance. What's stopping you? Honestly, it's my dad's company. Why do you think he worked so hard for all of that fox nonsense throughout all these years? For his fox baby girl to take it over one day. So honestly, I don't care what anyone thinks. I know what's best for the firm, and I want to give it to you. So why not? Or maybe you're afraid of my dad? What he would think? Well, joke's on you then. He really likes you. And it was his idea, actually. Yes. This will be his goodbye gift for you. Yes. In fact, he asked me to share good news with you after we closed the case. He was the one who told me to pay closer attention to your talents. Your extraordinary You said you just needed a little push. And of course, I couldn't miss the chance to push you out of your comfort zone. As I said, there's something oddly satisfying in watching you like this. So, I don't mind pushing you, helping you expand your boundaries, because you are oh so capable. I bet you have no idea. It's a good question. I think I am capable of doing this. After all, I've been raised for it. That's all I know. Doesn't mean that I would never settle down with someone. I would need my own successors one day, right? You can't build all that legacy for nothing. I just haven't met the one yet. Or maybe I have and just don't know yet. Who knows? Life is full of surprises, don't you think? You know, sometimes I wonder what my mom would think if she could see what we accomplished. My dad and I. You think? Yeah, I guess you're right. She'd definitely be supportive. That I'm sure of. She'd say how proud she was. But also, something like, you've had your fun swaying your tail and going on dates, little miss. And now it's time you finally work on these little buns I could babysit. Yes. Buns. One bun could never be enough for her. Mm-mm. She just had too much love to give. I miss her. And I know Dad misses her a lot. See? That's exactly why I like you. You ask questions. You're willing to listen. That's rare. And I would never be able to open up so easily with anyone else. I don't think. What? Wait, don't tell me you're still contemplating it. Look, this won't be the case if we're partners. We can become partners in so many different ways. If that's something you want. Okay. Well, is there anything else holding you back then? What if, maybe, deep down you're actually afraid of us being equal? Is that the case? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, you should not worry about that. Because you can always submit outside of work hours if you want. Outside of workplace. Or maybe not. Or could switch it up if you want. I'm quite experienced at being Daddy's favorite girl.
Guess you're really excited about this idea.
Then what's holding you back? Really?
Oh, don't worry about Elson. I know you two were competing to become a partner, but she's going to be my dad's assistant in his new company.
Yeah.
Besides, he's looking for an ex-wife anyway.
Right. Guess that runs in family.
But hey, I don't care what anyone thinks. And you better stop caring about that too. Shift your focus to the things that truly matter. Me, for example.
Yeah. Tell me, how do I look in front of this sunset?
You look really good in the sunlight as well.
Yeah. I really want to do something right now. Make this moment even more perfect for you.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we'll be taking it very slow, sweetheart. Little thing.